With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we get moving this morning, and a happy Tuesday to you. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We remind you, Tuesday mornings rock. John Wehner at 9:30. We are excited to be joined by him, as we always are. What does it all mean? It sounds like a movie line. What does that mean? Like a famous movie line. I don't know. Like somebody would be repeating it from an Adam Sandler movie or something.
But what does it mean?
Yeah. What? It could even be from a drama. Like some Navy SEAL drama. What does it mean? As they're But what does this mean?
We're an interesting club. We have our flaws. There's no question about that. We also have a good core that we like. We have young players that are blossoming. We have some veteran players that are fighting their way back in. And we've got some guys that we feel can have some veteran guys that have turned a corner and are playing really well for us. So we're still in that middle ground.
Jim, can I ask you a question?
What does that mean?
Yes.
No, that's way above my pay grade.
Yeah, well, we get paid to talk about this.
I know.
What
it's
does
stuck,
this mean?
It means stuck in the middle.
Yes.
Again.
And so is maybe a folding back in of, dare I say, Gonzalez, a folding back in of Cervelli, getting guys healthy off the injured list, is that going to be sold to us like, hey, we got him back. That's like going out and getting someone. We're really not good enough to go out and trade for someone big. So we kind of roll through the season, and we're in it, but we're not really in it. If you look at the wild card, we're going to be like four games back of the wild card. Logic tells us really not in it, but the standings say that we are. So we kind of hold pat and push through, and we're kind of in it, but we're not.
You know what
is
worries?
Is that what that all means?
Yes. You know what worries me, too, about living in the middle like this is that they use the, what is it, 3.5 out in the wild card, and maybe they'll still be there in 3 or 4 weeks, 3, 4, 5 games out of the wild card. They'll look at that and say, well, I don't know if we necessarily want to move some of these outfield. If they get to a point where they don't move, say, a Dickerson or a Cabrera or get pieces for next year and beyond at the trade deadline, then they're fooling themselves and they're not doing their jobs because they're not winning the World Series this year. I hate to break it to Neil Huntington. They're not going to the playoffs. It's just, it's not happening this year. You can look at the numbers. Most difficult schedule in baseball, I think, the rest of the way through the season. And already the third worst run differential in the National League. They're not going to do it this year. That's fine. We can come to that realization and say, okay, Cervelli, Lyles, Gonzalez, that's not saving the season.
Right, and the thing about it is nobody wants Cervelli right now. He's such damaged goods that you can't trade him. Gonzalez, you can't get rid of him right now. Dickerson, it's going to be iffy to find a real taker, I would think, until he shows he's healthy. Or where are you going to find spots to bundle at bats to have somebody to look at him and sort of showcase him? So it becomes Malky as a guy, but the return isn't going to be a whole lot. So the world is probably, as much as we loathe to say it, kind of in the middle, unless you want to go big and get rid of Marte. Unless you want to go big and try to sell Polanco. And those need to be big, forceful steps to go ahead and get
not
rid
take
of somebody.
Those.
Well,
not.
If they activate Eric Gonzalez and Francisco Cervelli, they're going to be worse. They're going to make their roster worse if they activate those guys, if and when they do. You know, I think we can all agree. And actually, I guess, didn't we think that Francisco Cervelli would be traded? If he was healthy all this time, at the day, he'd be a guy to go. Mm-hmm. And now they can't get it. That's the thing that's happening here, is that the guy that has the most worth for other teams right now is Melky Cabrera.
I agree. For a National League team, he profiles perfectly.
Right, and that you're correct, because what's he going to bring back? Not all that much. It's going to be some, like, you know, single A guy that throws 98 miles an hour that can't quite harness it, you know, something like that. But if they activate Cervelli, they send Jake Stallings back to the minors, then that just doesn't, you know, this time he'd probably get claimed by somebody.
Well, because Diaz is a starter right now. And Stallings serves a much better purpose as the number two catcher than Cervelli ever would. because Stallings could come up and get you a pinch hit. Cervelli just doesn't fit the role, particularly for the money that he's making to be the backup catcher, and I don't know necessarily how he would take it to just sit there every day and not play. Doesn't seem like the kind of guy that it suits
role. They're doing Francisco Cervelli a favor at this point by keeping him around to the end of the year. And not, again, they can't get anything for him by trading him, but at the same time, he doesn't really deserve the playing time at this point, even once he's healthy.
This just is all adding up to, and like, the Pirates need to do one of two things. They need to go on a 12 out of 15 game winning streak,
yeah,
or they need to go out a 12 out of 15 game losing streak. That's the only thing in these 26 games right off the bat that can really force their hand one of two ways.
Or like we talked about yesterday, you could go perfectly 500. You could go 13-13 through this 26-game stretch that we've identified and say, well, hey, that's not bad considering the competition, but you're still going to be four games under 500. You're still going to be at least 3.5 back of a wild card. So guess what? It's not happening, and you need to identify what you can move now to get pieces in return. Even if, like you said, Jim, even if it's some single-A kid who, you know, Wild Thing Vaughn's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball all over the place, move the guys out.
Right.
Bring young guys up. Let me see Cole Tucker for the second half of the season.
And public sentiment be damned. Go ahead and build young right
now. Yes, let me see Mitch Keller the rest of the season.
Finally really do it. And have those guys grow, Jim, at the big league level. Mitch Keller, Cole Tucker, people like that.
Hell, Ke'Bryan Hayes when he's healthy.
Right. Have them grow at the big league level and let them get big league at-bats. And I mean, you're looking at a team right now, and there's nowhere, like, Osuna's been aged out. That's a guy that potentially could have helped this organization. Now he's getting too old to help the organization. He's never going to get regular at-bats because you have a first baseman that ended up getting good.
Right.
You have third base situation where Moran was serviceable.
You got
and good
37
enough.
Outfielders.
Yeah, and you got 150 outfielders. So that's a guy that eventually just got sort of aged out. And they ran the risk of doing that with Diaz, too, because of Cervelli.
And there's a guy behind him, too.
Right.
I mean, when he goes down to AAA, he can't play first base because Will Craig's there.
Yeah.
In one way, the Pirates are actually, if you look toward the future, they're actually in pretty good shape. And I do agree that
their pitchers are healthy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's the thing, too, is that they're not going to get pitchers. You know, they lucked into Lyles. Let's not call it luck. Let's give them credit for identifying a guy that they thought that could come in and they could help and he could help them. And that worked. But how many times can you hit on something like that?
412-928-9370. We continue this discussion. Are we just doomed for a rest of the summer in a purgatory in a way? Or is it time to go big one way or the other? Really, is it just time before this road trip even plays out to go big one way or the other and commit to one side? Let's get into that a little more. Our breakfast bite, you're not going to want to miss it. It's really it's riveting stuff from the world of the NBA. So be sure to be listening in just a little while for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.